Hi, my name is Dave. I'm your host. You're listening to The Last Podcast, where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm happy you found us. And if you're returning, welcome back. I really appreciate you listening, and I hope you continue to find tips, ideas, and value from listening to this podcast. Today is Poetry Friday, and I have a poem, and I want to read it to you. This poem is long overdue, but I think that it's going to be an interesting poem for you to listen to. So without further ado, the name of this poem is called Broken. All right. So it has a little light to it, but it's you'll see. So here it goes. I'm more broken than I ever care to admit. Despite all that I've gone through, it's not in my DNA to quit. I believe God is breaking me down to the lowest common denominator. Suffer now and rejoice later. You see, God said if I wanted to be free, pick up the cross and follow me. So every morning I praise his name, thanking him for giving me purpose to live another day. And before I close my eyes, I'm back on my knees, thanking him for bringing me through another day. And it doesn't stop there. Over time, I really started to care how Jesus was brought into this world and how he gave his life on the cross. He made a true sacrifice, and he paid the ultimate cost. Pick up your Bibles and read a little bit about his story, how Jesus descended to hell and defeated death and ascended to heaven to ultimate glory. I was floored when I opened my heart to belief. It took the death of my family for me to truly see how much God really loves me. I am no longer on Plymouth Rock. I've landed. My spirit is reborn and I'm being rebranded. I hope you see what I did there, but I know you don't care. But all jokes aside, I love reading because my knowledge is expanding. In the words of King Solomon, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, so I will hold on to the iron rod. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. I am no longer part of the destruction. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. For I am now under construction. Amen. Well, that's the end of that poem. Hey, look. I don't have another poem for you today, but I'm happy that you are here to listen to this poem. It's a new poem, and I'm going to have another new poem next week for you. But please be back on Monday. I have something that I'm going to be talking about then, too. And I hope you guys will share this with family and friends and like it and subscribe. I thank you again so much for listening. And it's been a blessing to have this podcast. You guys have no idea how therapeutic this is. Even if nobody listens to you, this is therapeutic for yourself. And there are times where I actually go to sleep listening to some of the podcasts that I've created. And I'm telling you, I'm floored and I am overjoyed by how God has moved in my life and changed me. And he continues to do so and give me the strength and give me the grace when I thought all else was lost. When my wife passed away last year, I thought that I would not survive that. But it was through the grace of God, it was through his power, it was through his mercy that brought me through. And now, you know, I am able to see the joy of having God fully in my life. And, you know, I'm not talking about you having to pick up your Bibles or go to church. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about basically how I thought my life was over with and how I turned to God and how my life started to flourish. So that is amazing for me to share this with you. And believe it or not, I am overjoyed how much God has changed me and how much God has filled my heart. And I never thought that I would ever feel this way ever in my life. So I'm pretty much saying thank you. And I say thank you to God every day. And I thank you for listening. If you're out there listening and there's something that resonated with you that from one of my podcasts, then, you know, it was all worth it as well. But even if no one heard any of the podcasts that I created, I was able to go back and it was therapeutic for me. So I benefited no matter what. I thank you and I hope you benefit. And I hope that you find your happy, your joy, and your mercy in your own way. Thanks again for listening. This is the last podcast. My name is Dave. If you want to hit me up, you can do so at dave@thelastpodcast.info, or you can hit me up at 972-284-9518. Thanks again. And I almost forgot, check out this new instrumental I created. I think you might like it. All right. Have a great weekend. Bye.